Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Well, good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, and hope that you're having a great morning and a great week as we are into December and getting ready for Christmas. The way the month has fallen, it's just like you turn around and boom, there's everything going on. We barely celebrate Thanksgiving, and we are knee-deep into Christmas time, and the church is bustling with activity, and it's exciting. You know, Christmas time really is the most wonderful time of the year. Well, I want to say thank you to Alex McFarland, who filled in for me the last couple of days. I got invited to a pastor's retreat in Orlando, Florida. And Jenna Ellis and I were kind of joking back and forth because she said, you know, the Floridians were really, really struggling with this cold snap they had in Florida. It was the temperatures were in the 50s and 60s. And I got to play golf at Bay Hill Country Club, Arnold Palmer's course, Bay Hill, which is a big PGA tournament in March. And it's a very iconic course, beautiful course. Yours truly didn't play very well, but it was fun to be there and just to hang out with the guys. It was called a pastor's retreat with no agenda. So it was just kind of hanging out with pastors, talking, networking, and getting to know a lot of guys from different parts of the country. One of the guys I played golf with on Tuesday was from Rancho Cucamonga, California. And what's interesting about that is my associate pastor, Dr. Chris Schroeder, is from Rancho Cucamonga, California. Just to say that name is kind of a funny sounding name. But anyway, it was a great time. Glad to be back. And I wanted to talk to you today about a familiar theme on Real Truth for Today. It's something that is huge in our culture today, in the world today, and that has to do with transgenderism, the transgender insanity. As Susan Powder had the famous line from the 90s in the infomercial, "Stop the insanity." Now, you probably heard that there is a case going to the Supreme Court that involves the law in Tennessee, and it's called the U.S. versus Scarametti, and revolves around a Tennessee law that bans gender-affirming care for transgender individuals under 18 years of age. And the plaintiffs, including a 15-year-old transgender girl and her parents, are challenging this law, arguing that it infringes upon their rights. The case has sparked a national conversation about transgender rights, healthcare, and the role of government in regulating personal decisions. And I'm getting all this from Meta AI. You know, AI is pretty good with asking questions about, okay, give me the scoop on this case or this issue that is being discussed in our world. It kind of tries to give you, you know, the skinny on it. And so it gave me the skinny on this. And it did say this: the Supreme Court's decision on this case will have far-reaching implications for the transgender community, particularly for young people seeking gender-affirming care. Now, the Tennessee Attorney General Jonathan Scarametti and Dr. Jared Ross are the ones that are saying, hey, they feel very good about the arguments delivered on Wednesday before the Supreme Court. And this is an historic case. The case is that the other side is arguing, hey, you're violating my client's 14th Amendment Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution, and you're not allowed to ban this treatment for these people seeking this. Well, as AI said, hey, this is going to have far-reaching implications, not just for Tennessee, but for all the states. Now, it seems ridiculous to me that we're even discussing this, but it fits right in with the familiar passage of Scripture, Romans chapter 1, talking about what happens to a society that rejects God. Romans 1:21, "For even though they knew God," knew him in the sense of knew about him, not knew him from relationship, but knew him from the sense of God is God, and the fool has said in his heart there is no God, and everyone knows just through the voice of creation, the voice of conscience, that there is a God. For even though they knew God, knew about him, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools. That's what we're seeing displayed in our world today. People who profess to be so wise, people who have gone to school, they're educated morons, according to verse 22. They profess to be so wise, but they're fools. And that from that Greek word for fools is where we get our English word moron. And they're morons, and they're arguing that children should be allowed to make decisions regarding their lives that will affect their lives forever, for the rest of their life. And so, hey, you're a confused 12-year-old girl or 12-year-old boy, and you should be allowed to take all these drugs and have these procedures and these surgeries to alter your life forever. This thing is irreversible. If you are a healthy girl and you cut off your breasts, they don't grow back when you come out of the ether. When you say to yourself, good night, what in the world did I do? You know, Bill Maher, the big liberal, he said, hey, I wanted to be a pirate when I was a kid. I'm glad my parents didn't take me to the doctor to cut off my leg and rip out one of my eyes so I could wear an eye patch and have a peg leg. That would have been good for being a pirate when I felt like a pirate at 8 or 9 years of age. But once I outgrew that, then what would I have? I'd have one eye and one leg. Not a good plan. Well, Chloe Cole was told that, you know, she was confused as a girl. She felt strange in her body, and she said, well, maybe I should be a boy. And she was encouraged by the medical community to be a boy. And she was told that, you know, this is the way to go, and encouraged in that way. Well, she was out yesterday along with Matt Walsh and others, very cold day in D.C., and they were at a rally saying, this is insanity. Stop the insanity. This is what Chloe Cole had to say.
Children, they can't consent to things like sex or buying alcohol or cigarettes. They can't vote. They can't enter into legally binding contracts under the age of 18. So to allow them to make a decision that will affect not only the entire course of their development physically, psychologically, and reproductively is completely ridiculous.
Yeah, so kids don't get to make that decision. Hey, you wait until you're 18. You wait until you grow out of this, all this confusion that's filling up your mind. And the argument that's made is, well, then if you want to mutilate yourself, well, you do it as an adult. You don't do it as a kid. I mean, we don't want anybody to mutilate himself or herself, but it's just insane. And so I was going back and forth with AI. I don't know. This is kind of a weird thing with me, but I like to argue with Meta AI. And I asked the question, is it scientific to think that a male can become a female? Because I contend that the issue of males becoming females and females becoming males, it's insane. And science teaches that is not possible. Your chromosomal makeup is your chromosomal makeup. God made you either male or female. You're either XX female or XY male, and it's stamped on every cell of your body, and you can't change that. You can mutilate yourself on the outside, but you're not going to change who you are on the inside. You know, as John MacArthur has rightly said, that the issue of transgenderism is the final affront to God. It's a fist in the face of God saying, you're not going to tell me who I am. I'm going to tell you who I am. As Bruce Jenner, who transitioned into this thing, and I hate to say it, but you know, Bruce Jenner would say, you know, God, you did a lot of great things, but you missed it on this one thing. I should have been a woman. No, God didn't miss it. God doesn't make mistakes. Bruce Jenner is the one who is so confused that he thinks he's a woman. You know, I have said before that there's a disease called anorexia. Anorexia is when you think you're fat when in fact you're starving yourself to death. You're becoming so skinny that it's affecting your life. And you can starve yourself to the point of dying. And people with anorexia, all they can see is fat, 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 fat. Well, they're not seeing things correctly. And the same is true with those who are believing the lie that, hey, I was made wrong. I know I'm a biological male, but I feel like I should be a female. I identify as a female. Well, you're not a female. You're obviously a male. And science tells you that you're a male because you have XY chromosomes. I mean, it's not rocket science. So science tells you the truth. Scripture tells you the truth. And scripture and true science never disagree because God's word is true and God created this world that runs off of scientific, mathematical, absolute principles. And, laws of nature and things like that, those are God's laws that he set in place. So science tells you transgenderism is ridiculous. Scripture tells you transgenderism is ridiculous. That's not true. You're living in fantasy, not reality. And then common sense tells you, hey, you know, just look in the mirror. I mean, a four-year-old, my grandson's three, he knows the difference between boys and girls. And he's able to tell you that. And it's not a nuanced thing. It's not, this is really confusing. Who knows? So I asked Meta AI, is it scientific to think that a male can become a female? And this was the response. The relationship between sex and gender is complex. And there are different perspectives on this issue. It's not complex. It's very simple. From a biological standpoint, sex refers to the physical characteristics that define humans as male or female, such as chromosomes, hormone levels, and reproductive anatomy. According to this view, males and females are determined by their genetic makeup, specifically the presence of X and Y chromosomes. Yes, that is scientific. However, Meta AI goes on to say, the concept of gender is more nuanced. Anytime you hear that word nuanced, just know that you're getting ready to be sold a bill of goods. Gender refers to an individual's internal sense of identity, which may or may not align with their biological sex. That's a bunch of baloney. Some people identify as transgender, meaning their gender identity differs from the sex they were assigned at birth. That means they have a mental problem. That means they are believing a fantasy rather than living in reality. While some argue that a male cannot become a female in the biological sense, others contend that gender identity is a fundamental aspect of a person's identity that should be respected and recognized. And I told Meta AI, I asked the question, do you realize that anytime you use the word nuanced, it shows that you're lying? I'm kind of blunt. And Meta AI, the good thing about Meta AI, it doesn't seem to get offended. That's an interesting perspective, Meta AI responds. I'm programmed to provide accurate and informative responses. When I use the word nuance, I'm attempting to convey that the topic is complex, multifaceted, or open to interpretation. My intention is not to deceive or mislead. I'll take your feedback into consideration and strive to use more precise language in the future. So Meta AI does a good job with accepting correction. But anyway, any time you hear this, well, it's so nuanced, it's so complex. It's not. It's a basic 2 + 2 = 4 kind of deal. Anytime, now this is one thing you need to remember, when the devil gets involved in an issue, he never ceases to make crooked the straight ways of the Lord, the straight paths of the Lord. He's always going to make it complex. You'll notice that about cults. Every cult is complex. The gospel is very simple, simple enough for a child to understand. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You're listening to Real Truth for Today. I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve. We'll be right back.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at afr.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here. We're talking about the transgender insanity that has swept across our culture and our world, and it's being argued in the Supreme Court whether it is discrimination to not allow children to decide on medicines and procedures and things like that because they don't feel like they were born correctly. They're an XY male and they want to become female, and they want to take these hormone blockers, want to have surgery, want to do all this stuff to transition. And as we know, as I said earlier, science says that's impossible. Scripture says that's impossible. Common sense says that's impossible. You can do anything you want. You can mutilate yourself, and you can sterilize yourself with drugs and mutilate yourself with surgeries, but you're not going to change who you are on the inside. And, as somebody well said, when you die, or you can dig up somebody's bones from 1,000 years ago, and you can tell from the skeletal structure whether that person was a female or a male, because the very structure of the bones tells you that, and how the bones are. The physiologically, God made men and women different. And so our job as Christians is to stand up and speak the truth in love, and to not back down, and protect. We talk about protecting the unborn. It seems like, obviously the devil wants to kill the babies. He's always wanted to kill the babies. You see that in the book of Exodus. The Jews are having too many kids. What do? When they have a boy, kill the babies. Pharaoh wants to kill the babies. We see that in the New Testament. Herod finds out that the king of the Jews was born. What am I going to do in response to that? Kill all the babies in Bethlehem, all the baby boys 2 years old and under. Just make sure we cover all our bases here. And Mary and Joseph had to take the Christ child and flee to Egypt to fulfill scripture. Out of Egypt I called my son. But to protect that child, the devil always wants to kill the babies. Now, if he is unsuccessful in killing the unborn, then what is he still goes after the kids. Now he wants to destroy their lives before they even get out of the starting gate. And so for a young child, Elon Musk said, I was lied to. I was told by physicians that if I didn't allow my child to transition, that I would have a dead child, that this child would commit suicide. And so I bought into that, and he said it was a lie. And so we need to, how do you fight lies? You fight lies with the truth. Now, when it comes to, not only do we stand up and speak up for those that don't know, what they're doing. I mean, if you had a neighbor kid, an 8-year-old kid that put on a Superman cape and was going to throw himself off the roof because he believed he could fly, well, you would be a pretty sorry neighbor if you didn't intervene, if you didn't say, hey, you can't fly. I don't care what you think you can do. You can't do this, and you need to get off the roof. And if you jump off, I'm gonna have to catch you. Even if I hurt myself, I'm going to have to catch you because you could potentially kill yourself. So that's why we intervene. We care about kids. We care about people. The argument that, well, if you really love people, you just approve of everything they want to do. No, if you really love people, you're gonna tell them the truth, and you're going to lovingly guide them in the truth, and you're going to keep them away from lies, because lies destroy. Fantasies destroy. We live in the world of reality, not in the world of fantasy. Now, when it comes to the issue of sports, that's a big deal. What is going on in the issue of sports? And it's always the biological males that come to play sports with the biological females and put those biological females at tremendous risk. If it's a contact sport, even if it's a sport like volleyball, as the one girl got got the ball slammed on a spike, slammed into her head at such tremendous velocity from a male who was pretending to be a female. And it's going to affect her for the rest of her life. She has all sorts of problems from that vicious spike that hit her right in the head. So we've seen in the Olympics with the XY males, biological males, fighting in the boxing ring with females, beating them senseless. And it's just awful. It's just horrible. I applaud the volleyball teams in the Pac-12 or whatever, I think, on the West Coast, who said, we're not playing San Jose State. I think it's San Jose State that has the male player on the team, on the female team. We're not going to play you. And I think that's what all the sports teams, the female sports teams, need to do. If you have a transgender player, if you have a biological male playing in female sports, we're not playing you, because that's just unfair. Now, the big liberal, Piers Morgan, not known as a conservative, Bill Maher's not known as a conservative either, but when it comes to this issue, they look at it with common sense and with science, not with scripture, but common sense and science, and they say, that's not right. I mean, you can't deny the fact that biological males have a physical advantage over biological females. Now, this was from a few months ago, but Piers Morgan has a woman on his program, and they're arguing this point. Listen to what he says.
Yeah. Okay, Ava, I'm looking at you frowning away here. Explain to me why this isn't just insane, that Leah Thomas, who, as we just heard, was not just the tallest boy in her college when she was competing as a biological male, but obviously the tallest girl as well. How can any of this be fair?
I think, okay, so this is a really interesting topic for someone who is gender critical, because on this show before we have discussed puberty blockers and whether children should be allowed access to them when they are 12, 13 mm-hmm. years of age. Now, boys develop when they are 12, 13. The second that they start to have testosterone, that is when they grow bigger, they have mm-hmm. a larger muscle mass than women. If you don't want to see trans women competing in women's sports, mm. then you're going to have to allow young children who do not feel, who are experiencing gender dysphoria, to have those drugs when they're younger.
No, not at all.
You are.
In my estimation, you do one of two things. It's very straightforward. This whole supposed insolvable problem is very straightforward. Trans women either compete against other trans women in an entirely new category, as there are more and more of them competing, or they compete against their biological sex mm-hmm. because that is the biology they've been born with. Tell me why that's not fair.
I don't think it's fair that people who've experienced gender dysphoria when they're growing up and don't feel that they are in the right body should not be allowed to compete in sports. And if you're going to take away their rights...
Why don't you care? Look, you go on about women's rights, and a lot of the time I agree with you. I want women to enjoy utter fairness and equality.
I think this is fair.
How can you possibly sign up to something that is so grotesquely unfair and unequal to women's rights?
Because Leah Thomas didn't wake up one morning and suddenly decide, I'm going to be able to win in the women's category, so I'm going to
That's
quit.
Exactly what she's
no, that's
doing.
That's not what happened.
That's what she's doing.
Leah Thomas, she is a woman, and so she is competing as a woman.
She's a trans woman.
She is a woman.
She's a trans woman.
We can go back and forth on
she's
this.
She's a trans woman born with a biological male body, which gives her an immediate massive advantage over women who weren't.
So why aren't other members of her team happy that they're finally winning and qualifying for all of the things that they never qualified for
before? Because they can all see that it's unfair.
Is it not a little bit of jealousy?
We can all see that it's unfair, he said. Now, we're going to return to that because they have another good segment there. But Piers Morgan understands, especially as it relates to sports. Now, he'd be a lot more lenient than I would be as far as just the whole issue of transgenderism. Transgenderism is a problem that people have in their mind. That's how you treat it. You're saying you're not believing. You're believing a fantasy. You're the 8-year-old kid with the Superman cape thinking you're actually Superman, you can actually fly, and you're getting ready to jump off the roof of your 2-story house. You're going to suffer serious consequences for that. So when it comes to sports, obviously, the idea, and just remember this, anytime you hear the term trans woman, what is a trans woman? A trans woman is a biological male, a confused biological male who thinks wrongly that he's a woman. And so she made the statement, well, Leah Thomas didn't wake up one day and say, I'm going to become a woman. Yes, he did. Now, it might have been a situation like Bruce Jenner, where he's fighting this stuff for a long time, and then, this is not right, and then I'm just going to give myself over to it. But they say, this is, you know, this is what I'm going to do. And immediately I compete, and I'm also ran in male sports, but now I'm a champion in female sports. Why is that? Well, it's because men are physiologically bigger and stronger than women. And they go on to talk about the Olympics here. And I think this is the clip where they talk about the Olympics. But let me continue. Piers Morgan with this woman talking about transgenderism.
No, it's just they know that at some stage, Leah Thomas is going to probably win the Olympic gold medal.
Oh, no, that and would be awful for America. Yeah, that would be terrible.
Here's why it's terrible. The United States women's soccer team, let's call it soccer for the benefit of this discussion, because they call themselves that, were number one in the world, the best women's soccer players on the planet. Mm-hmm. And they got beaten, I think it was 8-1, by the Dallas under-15 boys team. Mm-hmm. Right? That is the point, mm-hmm. is that it wasn't that the women's team weren't great as a woman's team at soccer. Mm-hmm. It's to put them against a bunch of kids who are male with male physiology. Mm-hmm. They got hammered.
Okay.
That's why we separate the sexes.
So what do we say about trans women then? Do we just say they're not allowed to play sport ever?
I just told you what we do.
No, because
they compete against their biological sex, which is perfectly reasonable and fair.
That's not reasonable.
It's perfectly reasonable. Solves the problem and of the dressing room too, and who gets taken with
let's
who.
Let's talk about all of those teenage years where they would have been seeking medical treatment and they weren't allowed access to it. Now that's happening in the UK, and it's happening very much so in the US. Mm. People are being denied medical treatment when they would like to have it.
All right.
Then when they get to of age, you don't let them play sports.
You and I are going to come back to this when someone like Leah Thomas wins an Olympic gold, depriving a woman of winning Olympic gold.
She is a woman.
And you're going to finally say, Piers, you were right all along.
Yeah, well, that happened in the Olympics. And Leah Thomas is not a woman. Leah Thomas is a biological male. And I can't think off the top of my head what that guy's real name is. It's not Leah. But Piers is exactly right, and the evidence is right before everybody's eyes. So you have I think this is almost comical. You have the soccer team from the U.S., a group of women who are elite when compared to other women. But they play boys 15 and under and get destroyed. Oh, what does that tell you? There's definitely a physical advantage that males have over females. I mean, without question, a physical advantage. Now, the LPGA, the Ladies Professional Golf Association, they just came out with this. Players must be assigned female at birth or have carried out gender manipulation procedures before going through puberty to compete as a woman. And this is from their commissioner, Molly Saman, I think is how you say her name. I'm not sure about that. But she said this, our policy is reflective of an extensive science-based and inclusive approach. So they're saying, okay, so if you're a biological male, but you never went through puberty, you had all these blockers and you destroyed yourself before you hit puberty, we'll let you play. So you don't have the testosterone running through your body like because you didn't get to go through puberty, or you were a female at birth. But we're not going to destroy the sport of female golf, of ladies professional golf, by having biological males play in there. Well, why would that destroy? Because a guy can hit the ball so much further than a girl. I played golf, as I said, Tuesday at Bay Hill Country Club in Orlando, Florida, the Arnold Palmer course. And there's a hole there, hole number 6, very iconic, because Bryson DeChambeau, who is a freak when it comes to how far he can hit the golf ball, he went over the lake. It's a lake shot. Most of the golfers cut the lake at a certain, you know, they're going to hit the ball 300 yards or whatever. Well, he took the whole lake on and drove right for the green. You have to be able to carry the ball in the air about 330 yards to make that shot. There's no woman on the planet that can do that. Men have such an advantage over women in golf. They would just rule the LPGA if you let biological men play. They would rule in basketball. Can you imagine? Obviously in soccer. You just have a bunch of 15-year-olds and under beating the women 8-1. Basketball would just be a total disaster for the women. And because we care about women, we want to protect their ability to compete. And so what Piers Morgan said to that girl is perfectly rational. Okay, so you say you're transgender, so you have your own league. But the bottom line is you're going to compete with your chromosomes. So if you're an XY male, you're going to compete against XY chromosomes, XY males. And XYs never play XXs because we're keeping those separate. Well, we're talking about the transgender insanity, the Supreme Court case that is being debated right now. And whether it's right and lawful for the state to provide for minors, for kids, drugs and treatments to destroy them. And obviously the answer is no, that's not right. And the state has a responsibility to protect kids, not to destroy kids. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. When we come back from the break, we'll be taking your calls. 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. I'd love to talk to you about this question or something else that might be on your heart. So give me a call and let's talk. You've heard a lot about saving babies on this show. That's because it's important to me personally. And let me just be frank with you. We need to save them. That's why we've partnered with Preborn, the nation's leader in introducing mothers with unplanned pregnancies to their babies. And once she hears that heartbeat and sees that precious life growing inside of her, she is twice as likely to choose life. Now that's a miracle. But quite honestly, if we don't save them, who will? Preborn receives no government funding, so their work is completely dependent on you and me. Preborn has rescued over 280,000 babies. And that's not all. They provide love, support, and counseling for up to 2 years for free, saving lives and souls. One ultrasound is just $28, or 140 helps rescue 5 babies' lives. Abortion doesn't stop, so we can't either. Together, you and I can save lives. Just call #250 on your cell and say the keyword baby. That's 250 baby. Or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email pastorjeff@fromhisheart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here. We're talking about the issue of transgenderism and the Supreme Court case from Tennessee. Does the state have the right to say no to medical treatment for minors who are seeking to change their sex and take puberty blockers, surgeries, things like that? And it is right for the state to say, we're not going to do that. You know, there is an issue in medicine where someone has this faulty understanding and this faulty view of his limbs and wants to get his arm, he or she wants to go to a doctor to have an arm removed because they just think they're going to be more complete, as crazy as that sounds, more complete with having that surgery done. Now, any doctor who would say, yeah, I'll do that, I'll remove your healthy arm because I think that will help you, that's not helping anybody. Now, as bad as that would be to have your arm removed and have a doctor say, I'll do that, that is not near as horrific as having somebody pump you full of chemicals to sterilize you or have your breasts removed or have your the rest of your body altered. That is forever, and that affects your life going forward until you die. You're not going to have children. You're going to be, just to be honest, you're going to be some kind of a freak from the surgery ward, and you're the one that did that. You know, Chloe Cole is suing. She's the one that's transitioning. She's suing her doctor for giving her this false information that he gave her, for encouraging her in her delusion and fanning the flames of that, rather than telling her when she was 13 years old and confused, listen, sweetheart, you are confused. You are a woman. And she finally came out of the ether, and now she says, you know, I've injured myself to the point that it's irreversible. I'll probably never have children. She's going through issues that, you know, an 18, 19-year-old girl should never go through at her age. She's like, her body is like a 45-year-old woman. And it's heartbreaking to hear her share what has happened to her. These are real people, and if we love people, we're going to intervene, and we're going to say, listen, you're not seeing things correctly, and we are going to step in here, and because we love you, not because we hate you, it's because we love you, and we don't want to see you hurt yourself and damage yourself. I always think of that scene in the movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, where John Candy and Steve Martin, they get turned around on the freeway and they're going the wrong way. And this driver is trying to warn them and gets John Candy's driving and Steve Martin is asleep. And he yells out his window, you're going the wrong way. You're going to kill yourself. You're driving the wrong way on the freeway, going 65, 70 miles an hour the wrong way. And in the movie, they run into two 18-wheelers and almost die. Love compels us to tell people you're going the wrong way. Now, that's true with the gospel. That's what we call people out. We say, listen, you're going the wrong way. God has fixed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness through a man whom he has appointed, having furnished proof to all men by raising him from the dead. So God is now declaring, Acts 17, that all men everywhere should repent because judgment is coming. And that's our job as Christians, to call men to repentance. And it's also our job as Christians to protect people, even from themselves, from doing things that would damage themselves to the point of no return. Well, we're going to the phone lines, 888-589-8840. I'd love to hear from you. And we have Obi on the line from West Virginia. Obi, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you, Pastor Jeff. I so appreciate your willingness to take on the controversial issues of the day. I appreciate your stand there.
Thank you.
Just a few things I want to mention, Pastor Jeff. Number one is, it seems like sometimes we need to travel down the road the wrong way until we finally realize, hey, this is the wrong way. And I really think that it's coming quite evident to many Americans, at least, that this is the wrong way, and the evidence is coming forth in a number of ways. That's one comment I want to make. I'm optimistic about the future and where this is going, because I think we're realizing this is the wrong way.
Yes.
The other thing I wanted to mention, Pastor Jeff, which sort of confirms the whole participation of men in women's sports, how many women do you hear participating in men's sports? You don't. I haven't heard of a single one. Maybe there is, but I haven't heard of a single one, because they realize this is a losing cause. You know, I may be a good player on a women's team, but if I transition to a men's team, I'm going to be sitting on the bench.
Right.
And the third thing I want to mention, Pastor Jeff, you strike me as a man's man, just in terms of you're interested in, you know, sports and boxing and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But you must admit you have encountered effeminate men in your experience.
Sure.
And you encountered women that tend to be a little more masculine than a typical woman.
Right.
And I think when people are confronted with that, they need to be encouraged that you may have some feminine tendencies, but you are a man, and it's okay to have some feminine tendencies as a man, as long as they're not exhibited sexually, of course.
Right.
So I don't think the variety that we find in the male and the female sexes has been discussed enough. I know I grew up to my neighbor, and he was the most effeminate man I've ever met, Jeff. But he maintained his maleness throughout his life, because although he was possessed of effeminate qualities, he couldn't deny the fact that he was a man.
Right. That's a good word, Obi. Okay, so many people know the name Neil Sedaka. Neil Sedaka he's not an overtly masculine guy. He sang with a real high voice, and he just kind of presented himself as not super masculine. He was married and had a bunch of kids, and he's in the era before all this insanity just exploded. But if that guy were a young guy today, he would be told, hey, you're gay, or you're you don't hear that much anymore where they're telling this kid, well, you're like this because you're gay. No, now it's you're like this because you're really supposed to be a woman. So you're exactly right, Obi. They take somebody that has female characteristics, or somebody that what we used to call when I was a kid growing up, oh, she's a tomboy. A tomboy is just a girl that liked to play with the boys and climb trees and do all that stuff and just not real effeminate. But she would normally grow out of that. And, that's just one of those things you tell people, hey, this is who you are. Yeah, you have these characteristics. That doesn't mean you're the other sex. You're obviously not. You're a tomboy. You're a girl is a tomboy, and she most likely will grow out of that. And an effeminate man, somebody that has more female characteristics, he's still a man and can still live a life that is... is totally male. So many in the arts, in theater, they're guys with female characteristics, typically guys that aren't really a big, strong, masculine. Some are. I mean, Jim Caviezel is big, strong, and masculine. Tom Selleck, big, strong, and masculine, athletic. But a lot of those guys, that's why you see guys in theater and guys in movies that are not very big. Everybody's surprised when they meet some of these people that, larger than life characters, Tom Cruise or Sylvester Stallone or whoever, they're not very tall. You expect them to be big and strong and tall, and they can be strong, but, not very tall. And anyway, it just contributes to this idea that, you're gay, or now we say you're female trapped in a male body. So good observation, Obi. I appreciate that. We have Michelle on the line from Texas. Michelle, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I too want to say I appreciate what you're doing and standing up and speaking about this this horrible thing. Mine is basically a testimony. My daughter 2 years ago was going through this phase of being transgender, and she had met someone who pushed her to be that. She wasn't always comfortable in her body, mm-hmm. and it was a very dark, dark time. Nothing could get through to her. She did attempt suicide. That was the second time, mm-hmm. and I stood on God's word, God's promise, his faithfulness. I knew he did not do this. I know God is not a God of confusion. I prayed until my knees bled, knowing that God gave me a daughter, not a son. She mm-hmm. wanted to change her name and had the school call her another name. But what was sad and scary is, though we had to spend thousands of dollars on hospitals and doctors and psychologists and counselors, they all would tell me, wouldn't you rather have a child who's alive and a child who's dead? You just have to accept this is what she wants. And I couldn't. In my heart, I could not. I get emotional about this because we've sure. gone through so much and have learned so much through this. And if it wasn't for one of the counselors that my daughter had to tell me, she said, I don't specialize in transgenderism, but I'm going to do whatever I can because I don't believe this either. I'm a Christian and I'm going to help you. She did give me a book and told me to read it. It was called Irreversible Damage by Abigail Schreier. And it's basically talking about girls who wanted to be transgender. And then once they go through all this hormones and stuff, just like Chloe Cole, they can't reverse it. You can't.
Right.
And my brother was an advocate on it too. He would send me things and say, look at this, read this, go here, talk about this, do this. I gotten so involved with a mental health group as well, because my dad even told me, you just got to accept that this is what she wants to be. And I kept saying, no. Her psychologist sent her to a counseling group, a therapist who specialized in transgenderism. And they basically told me I could not, and at this time she was 15, I could not go in the room with her. And I said, well, how do you diagnose them with transgenderism? Is there a blood test? Is there nothing? Nope. But the moment they tell us that, it's gender dysphoria, and we'll write them a prescription to be able to start testosterone. That's how easy it is. That's the war that we're facing
right
today.
Yeah, it's just terrible. And Michelle, I'm so sorry that you have gone through that. And, you know, what you did is what all parents that are facing that need to do. You need to pray. You need to keep standing up, you know, for the truth, and you need to love your child. Here's something that people need to remember. So what we talked about today, I'm speaking about the issue, and it's truth in love. If I were talking to a girl or a guy that's struggling with this, it would be love and truth. The emphasis would be loving that person, because then I'm not dealing with the issue as much as I'm dealing one-on-one with the person. So you have to know the truth so you know what this is true north. But then when you deal with the person, Jesus was full of grace and truth. So grace is the lead when you're one-on-one with somebody, that you affirm, hey, I care about you. You are special and precious to God. God doesn't make mistakes, and you're not a mistake. And as Bruce Jenner believed the lie, you know, God made me, he made me incorrectly. Well, that's not true. You got to start believing the truth. And listen, life is hard when you believe a lie and you push forward into this lie, because you're not dealing in the realm of reality. You're dealing in the realm of fantasy. And it's the kid with the cape on the roof, the second story roof, and he's going to jump off. You're going to pay a price for that. Now, when you come to reality, you say, wait a minute, I'm not Superman. I can't fly. And I might know, regardless of how much I think I can, the reality is I can't. And that rather than fight God on how he made me, I need to yield to God. And I need to say, Lord, I feel this way, but I know it's wrong. So help me to walk in the truth and not live in a fantasy, live in a lie. So I appreciate that, Michelle. Thank you so much for listening and for calling in. I'm sorry, Ron in Tennessee and Terry in Texas, we didn't get to you. We are out of time. But thank you for listening to Real Truth for today. I look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Hey, go out today, shine for Christ, and share what great things the Lord has done for you. And know that God will use you as his witness. God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.